from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on KFH, on the Odyssey app, on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, all over the place. Speaking of 12 News, we're joined right now by Brandon Zinner, who will have reporting on 12 News all day long, live from Las Vegas, today and tomorrow. No lack of storylines, Brandon. I mean, A, how's Vegas? And B, how do you even like choose what to do in each day? This is quite a year for Big 12 Media Days.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me on. As you know from our previous correspondence, my first priority this morning was make sure the coffee was in hand. We got that done.
Yeah.
So now it's just some time to great time to just enjoy the rest of the day. And by that I mean I have just walked into Allegiant Stadium. Of course, the place is decked out. You wouldn't think this is Big 12 country, but with Brett Bjormark, everywhere is now Big 12 country. It is ready for Big 12 Media Days. The first stop last night, as far as deciding what to do when you're out west, you have to get in and out, of course.
No, come on. You're an in and out guy.
I just appreciate good food. So,
one of the great debates that I get into with anybody that will listen is in and out versus Whataburger. Now, I'm from Texas. You can imagine where my allegiance lies on this. In-N-Out, Tommy, I'm sorry if you're working on an In-N-Out sponsorship for the show here, but I'm going to tell you that I'm not there with it. I think it's so overrated. So overrated, but good for you. I'm happy for you. My first stop would have been to the craps table. You're a Whataburger partaker too, bro. What do you prefer, In-N-Out or Whataburger?
If I'm going for a burger, I prefer In-N-Out. There's just something that's so fresh about it. They do it. They do the burger right.
It's Thousand Island dressing. That's what it is.
Whataburger's best options aren't even the burgers. They got the patty melt, which is fantastic. I'll give them that. And then the honey barbecue chicken tender sandwich is also great. They got the spicy ketchup. A lot of things going for both of them. You know,
green chili double
any given day.
Hey, I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to go Shake Shack over all of them. So. In-N-Out or Whataburger, and I'll be a happy camper.
But Five Guys takes the cake with all of them, so it doesn't matter.
And you know, here in Wichita, Spangles, appreciate their support. I think we hear their spots. There's all kinds of good burgers, but In-N-Out and Whataburger always happens because I have West Coast friends that like to have that debate, and my Texas roots take me there. Anywho. Big 12 Media Days. It's your mark today. Do you guys expect him? He loves to take these moments to drop bombshells. Anything being rumored out there in that regard with him this year, do you think, or what's sort of the expectation with his, you know, gathered media briefing today?
I think a lot of what we're going to expect to hear is just kind of continuing on what we've heard at last year's football media days, and then a continuation of basketball, which is then all the talk was about conference expansion. How are we going to go? Remember, when we talked back in October for basketball media days, we didn't know who was joining the Big 12. And now all of a sudden we're 8-9 months later, and there are four teams that have since been announced and joined the conference. Things have moved fast. So I think they're going to continue to hammer home how well they're doing in the media rights. And then as well as there's going to be more talk about conference expansion. Can they get to 18? Can they get to 20 teams and become a super conference, just like we've seen with a big expansion in the Big Ten, in the SEC? I think that's going to be a lot of what's hammered home is, where does this conference go next? And now they've built into the superpower that is 16 teams and pretty good teams in football.
Tomorrow, the first coach to do his interview is Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, in his debut as part of the Big 12. You know, the one thing that you can always expect about Coach Prime is you never know what to expect. But as you are, you know, there and you know, talking with everybody, knowing that Coach Prime is going to be there and he's always going to grab the headlines, what are you looking for from Coach Prime? What do you expect to have happen from that?
What I'm looking for is the amount of media members that are going to be around his table when he has the one-hour breakout session, because that is just going to be I hope you get in there and ask about Dylan Edwards. He has a long history with the new K-State running backs, dating back to when he was a kid, and now he coached him for the first year when he was in Colorado. What kind of stuff will he tell me about what kind of competitor he's going to have to go against now, and also what kind of guy is K-State getting? But also, this is just – if this conference and kind of the spotlight that's on it feels made – or where Colorado football is at right now. We saw the circus that was around them last year, the sellout, the hundreds, if not thousands, of media members trying to go do those games. In Colorado, they love the spotlight, and they're going to get plenty of it here. And so it's just going to be a madhouse around all those guys, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and especially Deion Sanders come tomorrow morning.
So this is just sort of an appetizer day here with Brandon, because the talking happens after we talk now, and then we'll get – you know, we'll get Brandon on here to tell us about what he heard over the couple of days. So you've got Klieman today, right? When does Leipold go?
Leipold will speak tomorrow. I believe he is the second or third coach. So he'll be around noon tomorrow, Wednesday here in Las Vegas.
All right. So we know your marks there. Give us set us up for what you expect to have on 12 News all day. What conversations are you having? What, you know, I know it'll be a K-State focus then today, but what have you been working on? What can we expect?
Yeah. So the big thing we saw last week, the media poll came out. We saw K-State pick second. We saw KU pick fourth, which is just huge for the state of Kansas. We also had a Leipold and Klieman announced as preseason the watch list for the National Coach of the Year. No surprise there. But as far as today, 12 News specifically, should be getting a one-on-one with Mays' own Avery Johnson, now getting set to be the first-year starter for Kansas State football under center. Hope to speak as well as Marcus Siegel, was one of the better defensive backs in all of the Big 12 last year. He now steps into an even more elevated role in that secondary. So hope to have one-on-one with both of them, and then we're going to continue to – we haven't really got the chance to talk to Klieman a whole lot about Dylan Edwards. So what has this journey been like from his standpoint? He's going to obviously not say too much there, but I want to hear what kind of player he thinks he's getting, because that backfield with him and DJ Giddens, man, that is going to be something special. We talked so much about Dylan, but I mean, we forget about DJ Giddens being one of the best running backs maybe in the country last year, over 1,000 yards as well. Just going to be fun to – Steve, I expect the Big 12 coaches poll will come out today. We haven't been told anything officially. Maybe I missed that in email. But it's going to be fun to see where the coaches expect this KU team that just continues to take steps, and the K-State team with a whole lot of new leadership on both sides of the ball, where the coaches think they're going to finish. So it's a lot of things that we're going to crank out tonight on 12 News.
That three-headed rushing attack, good luck opposing defenses. And, remember, Dylan Edwards – was committed to K-State and then Notre Dame and then Colorado and is now back at K-State. So a lot of good stuff there. Brandon, just wanted to let you set the table for that. You can check out all Brandon's work on 12 News tonight, kwch.com. You can follow him on social at kwchbrandon. He'll have all kinds of good stuff, always finding good nuggets and putting it out there on social for you as well. Let's do it again tomorrow. We'll recap what you learned about K-State and we'll look ahead at KU.
Hopefully we'll talk about some wings at the blackjack table as well. Who knows?
Hey, let's go.
Craps. Hey, sixes and eights at craps. Don't forget the odds behind the pass line. You know, take the hard ways if you're feeling it. And the rowdier you get, the more money you win in Vegas. You got to make a fool of yourself. Nobody knows who you are out there. You're good. You're safe.
I can't tell you how far over my head you are right now, Jacob, but I appreciate the advice.
We'll go to the Kansas Star. I'll show you. Craps is the best. But blackjack's fine. All right. Brandon will be out there partying in Vegas and working, I suppose, a little bit, too. Look for his work tonight on 12 News. We appreciate Brandon. We'll check in with him the next couple of days as well on what he learns. We are up against it here. So we will get you ready for the Royals tonight when we return. We'll tell you what else is on the network tonight. I believe we have everything. We've got our two giveaways out there, our text to win contest. If you want NBC World Series tickets, you can text the keyword strike to 20357. If you want some free HTO tea and coffee, you can text the keyword tea to 20357. Message and data rates apply on both of those. You can enter each once per day. Good luck there. We'll come back. We'll get you primed up for the Royals Cardinals tonight when we return on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.